Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The fact that Joe Biden is in possession of classified documents when he was vice president signals that we need to have a serious investigation into this.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia says President Joe Biden should be impeached over the discovery of potentially classified documents in the Washington, D.C. office of his former institute. The House Intelligence Committee has requested intelligence officials conduct a damage assessment of the documents. Speaking from Mexico, Biden said he was surprised to learn of the documents and added his team immediately turned them over to the National Archives.
I am proud that my first vote is to protect small businesses in South Texas from the IRS overreach.
Republicans, including Representative Monica de la Cruz, voted to repeal nearly 90% of new funding for the IRS secured in last year's Inflation Reduction Act. The funds are meant to improve taxpayer assistance and criminal investigations. With bipartisan support, the House also voted to establish a select committee to assess the economic and security challenges posed by China. 65 Democrats, including Representative Hank Johnson of Georgia, opposed the measure.
Why are we creating this committee? I fear that it is to create a platform to unleash anti-Asian hate and division.
The committee is expected to debate the Chinese-owned video-sharing app TikTok, which Committee Chair Republican Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin has proposed be banned in the U.S.
Mr. Diamond, you know how to spend $31 million a year in salary, and you can't figure out how to make up a $567 a month shortfall. This is a budget problem you cannot solve.
Representative Katie Porter of California grilled then-Wells Fargo CEO Jamie Dimon over the bank's fake account scandal and became known for her strategic use of a simple whiteboard to explain corporate price gouging. Porter has now announced her bid for the U.S. Senate, as uncertainty grows over whether 89-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein will seek a sixth term in 2024. Several House Democrats with military backgrounds say Republican Representative George Santos of New York, who fabricated his biography, poses a threat to national security and should not have access to sensitive information. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana says Republicans will handle the matter internally.
So we're going to have to sit down and talk to him about it, and that's something that we're going to deal with, just like there's a lot of other things we're going to deal with.
Finally, former chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, was sentenced to 5 months in jail after serving as a key witness in the criminal tax fraud trial against the former president's business empire. Weisselberg, who agreed to testify against the Trump Organization in return for a shortened sentence, pleaded guilty to 15 counts of tax evasion. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.